Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Barrington Stage Company, the award-winning theater in downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts, kicks off their 20th anniversary season with Kiss Me, Kate, a classic show with music and lyrics by Cole Porter and book by Sam and Bella Spiewak. I am joined today at the Linda by the production's director, Joe Colarco. Good morning, Joe. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Musical director Darren Cohen is also here, along with cast members Elizabeth Stanley, Paul Anthony Stewart, Mara Davey, Carlos Lopez, and Michael Dean Morgan, all of whom will be performing for us today. I am extremely excited. I love this show, and the talent that Barrington Stage brings to the region is always incomparable. So, Joe, I'll start by asking you, how did this production come together for this season? How did you come up to Pittsfield for the summer?
Julie asked me.
There you
go. It
was
that simple. I was thrilled because it's a great piece, and certainly its Shakespeare pedigree was appealing to me, and it's just such a great adaptation and figuring out how to mesh that world with a 1940s contemporary world was just really exciting, and it's just brilliantly done, so that was exciting. I love it up here, so.
Sure. Have you ever worked on a production of Kiss Me, Kate before?
I have not.
And what are some of the particular challenges or surprising adventures you're finding?
Well, again, it's beautifully written. I will say I've seen it several times, but I learned a lot originally just reading it and then certainly working on it with the actors. Of the thing I was always sort of concerned about with it is that it can be, it's such a great comedy, but I think the characters can be played very broadly. And it was exciting to explore who these people really are and what the real circumstances are, which are pretty, you know, there's some real stuff going on. So, and I think it's quite moving at times and yet hilariously funny. So it was fun to try to find the truth of it, and this cast has been amazing at sort of really diving in and finding the reality of the situation as opposed to just, you know, let's get a laugh here. It's like, you know, why do we get a laugh here is the question.
Let's hear the first song. You want to tell us where this fits in the show?
The first song is Wunderbar, and this is set in our sort of contemporary theater world. And Lily and Fred, who have been divorced for a year and are now performing in a musical version of Taming of the Shrew together, and they're reminiscing about an operetta they did when they were young and still madly in love.
I could have sworn it was right after that flop revival of The Prince of Potsdam. Yes, yes, I was understudying the lead. I was the youngest understudy in the business.
No, dear, we were both in the chorus. There was a waltz here. Remember something about a bar?
Yeah? Madam, you look ravishing tonight. You have made me the happiest of men.
Oh, your highness.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. Wunderbar.
There's a favorite star above.
What a bright, shining star.
Mine our love. It's wunderbar.
Gazing down on the Jungfrau
from our secret chalet for two,
let us drink Liebchen mein
in the moonlight to the joy of a dream come true.
Wunderbar, wunderbar,
what a perfect night for love.
Here am I, here
why, it's truly wunderbar,
wunderbar, wunderbar.
We're alone and hand in glove.
But a cloud near or far,
why, it's more than wunderbar.
Say you care, dear,
for you madly.
Say you long, dear,
for your kiss.
Do you swear, dear,
darling, gladly.
Life's devoid.
Bav wunderbar.
There's our favorite star above. What a bright shining star, like our love. It's wunderbar.
Farrington Stage Company's production of Kiss Me, Kate runs on the main stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, through July 12th, barringtonstageco.org for more tickets. That was Paul Anthony Stewart and Elizabeth Stanley singing Wunderbar from, of course, Kiss Me, Kate. We're not throwing in songs from other shows in this segment. That wouldn't make any sense. Joe Colarco is the director. He sits next to me. Could you tell us about your choreographer, please?
Lauren Lotero, unbelievable. She's amazing. She's really, I think, taken a new look at it. She was in the, you know, where the script we're doing is the revival script that was done in the early 2000s, and she was actually in it, as a dancer. So it's been fun, I think, for her to give it her own twist, and it's been helpful for me to sort of have someone who's so steeped in the show. She knows it really well.
Sure.
But there's a lot of dancing, I think, a lot more than you usually see, and it's just been exciting for me because she, as much as I like to, why are they dancing? Not just dance for dance sake. So it's been really fun. And it's really thrilling work. So
there's, of course, the show within a show.
Yes.
Kiss Me, Kate, and then the musical version of the Taming the Shrew within the show.
Yes.
Do you have to approach those parts differently?
Yes. Stylistically, they're a little different. Mm-hmm. And one thing we're trying to do in the production, too, is for me, since Fred is, you know, producing, directing, and starring in the musical version of Taming of the Shrew,
right.
You know, the question was, well, what, and this was happened sort of with my designers as well, when approaching the set with Jim Kronzer did the set, you know, what would be his take on the show? So we wanted to make a really bold choice, and so there's a certain sort of style, way of playing it that they do, both staging-wise and then the playing of it. But in terms of, we keep saying this, that he cast his actors well in their parts in Shrew, so the challenge of thinking, oh, I have to play these two completely different characters really isn't the case,
right.
because they share many of the same qualities.
Paul Anthony Stewart is going to take the mic again for our next song,
Where's the Life That Late I Led, which is a song from the Shrew scenes. And Petruchio and Kate are married, and Petruchio is reminiscing about what his life used to be.
Since I reached the charming age of puberty and began to finger feminine curls like a Shaw that's typically Schuberty, I have always had a multitude of girls. But now that a married man at last am I, how aware of my dear departed past am I. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wine. A married life may all be well, but raising an heir could never compare to raising a bit of hell. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that in dear Milano, where are you, Momo? Still selling those pictures of the scriptures in the Duomo. And Carolina, where are you, Lena? still peddling your pizza in the streets of Taormina. And in Firenze, where are you, Alice? Still there in your pretty, itty, bitty, pitty palace. And sweet Lucretia, so young and gay. What scandalous doings in the ruins of Pompeii? Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wine. The marriage game is quite all right. Yes, during the day it's easy to play, but oh, what a bore at night. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late I? Where is Rebecca? My Becky Wecchio. Again is she cruising that amusing Ponte Vecchio. Where is Fedora, the wild virago? It's lucky I missed her gangster sister from Chicago. Where is Venetia, who loved to chat so? Could still she be drinking in her stinking pink palazzo? And lovely Lisa, where are you, Lisa? You gave a new meaning to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where is it gone? Gone with the wine. I've oft been told of nuptial bliss, but what do you do at 1:45 with only a shrew to kiss? So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that
sad fate of a former player. Kiss Me, Kate will run on the main stage at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through July 12th. Barrington Stage Co. for more information. That was Paul Anthony Stewart. And a note provided to me, that song was written at Cole Porter's home in Williamstown, so another regional tie-in. What is the next song we're going to hear?
Oh, the next song we're going to hear is Always True to You in My Fashion.
Performed by Mara Davi, which I pronounced incorrectly when I introduced her before, and I apologize.
She plays Lois, who's another actor in the company, who has a rather tempestuous relationship with Bill Calhoun. And she's, you know, a little bit of a flirt, but she's madly in love with him, and she's... trying to let him know that.
Why can't you behave? How in hell can you be jealous when you know, baby, I'm your slave? I'm just mad for you, and I'll always be. But naturally, if the custom tailored vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, always true to you, darling, in my way. I enjoy a tender pass by the boss of Boston, Mass., though his pass is middle class and not Back Bay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's a madman known as Mac who is planning to attack. If a mad attack means a Cadillac, okay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept, I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I could never curl my lip to a dazzling diamond clip. Though the clip meant let her rip, I'd not say nay. Checks, and the checks I fear mean that sex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my
Mara Davi in the production of Kiss Me, Kate at Barrington Stage, running through July 12th, barringtonstageco.org. You mentioned earlier that you enjoy working at Barrington Stage. What do you think is special about this company, this theater company?
Well, the quality of the work is fantastic, which is amazing. And again, I feel like you always get the chance to do, whether it's with a classic or do something a little different. I mean, Julie said to me, she's like, you know, I know you'll give it a new twist, which is exciting. And then, you know, the amount of new work they do on the second stage is incredible and really brave, and it's just exciting work.
The next song we're going to hear is I'm Ashamed That Women Are So Simple, sung by Elizabeth Stanley. Tell us how this fits into the show, please.
It's at the very end of the show. It's a scene in the Shrew sequence when Kate comes back to Petruchio as Lily comes back to Fred, actually. She's deserted the premises of the theater. And it's pure Shakespeare text.
I am ashamed that women are so simple to offer war where they should kneel in peace, or seek for rule, supremacy, and sway, when they are bound to serve, love, and obey. Why are our bodies soft and weak and smooth, unapt to toil and trouble in the but that our soft conditions and our hearts should well agree with our external parts? So, wife, hold your temper and meekly put your hand beneath the sole of your husband's foot, in token of duty, if he please. My hand is ready, ready. May it do him ease.
It's Elizabeth Stanley performing I Am Ashamed That Women Are So Simple from Kiss Me, Kate, which will run on the main stage at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through July the 12th. BarringtonStageCo.org once again for more information. We have time enough for one more song, and we have one more song ready to go. Tell us about this one, please, Jeff.
Brush up your Shakespeare. You know, part of what's great about the piece is it does go into farce, mm-hmm. partly because, you know, two gangsters show up to the theater to collect a debt. And but they are well versed in their Shakespeare, and they sing the song towards the end of the show.
How do we get out here?
How do we get in here?
We're trapped like rats. The girls today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. One must know Homer and, believe me, Bo, Sophocles, also Sophoho.
Unless you know Shelley
and Keats
and Pope,
Dainty Debbies will call you a dope. But the poet of them all,
old Stardom simply raven,
is the poet people call the Barter Stratford on Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just declaim a few lines from Othello,
and they'll think you're a hell of a fella. If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she fights when her clothes you are mussin',
what a close much ado about nothing. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack at a Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it once more as you like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If you can't be a ham and do Hamlet, they will not give a damn or a damlet.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your lap will have honey upon it.
If your baby is pleading for pleasure,
let us sample your measure for measure. Ho! Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth!
And they'll all kowtow.
If fate!
And they'll all kowtow.
Carlos Lopez and Michael Dean Morgan performing Brush Up Your Shakespeare from Barrington Stage Company's production of Kiss Me, Kate, which will run on the main stage through July 12th. For more information, barringtonstageco.org. Thank you all for being here. I had so much fun, and I can't wait to see the show. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.